an incident in which I actually saw myself, and it occurred west of Calgary, Alberta, Canada, on August the 23rd, which would be a Wednesday. And the incident that I'm about to describe happened at approximately between 8 and 8:30 in the evening. Now, this incident happened, luckily, a mile east of the area known as Twin Bridges in the South Sea Reserve. And I was riding on a horse along a trail by a river, and everything was peaceful and no wind, beautiful evening, twilight, just beginning to peak. My horse was unconcerned except for the odd little disturbance which may attract him. As we rode along, my horse became very alert and stiff. And I thought that perhaps being in this area before, we had encountered the odd wild animal such as deer. Well, my horse became quite nervous passing the mirror. Only when a horse is extremely nervous, it will do this. He is very alert, and his body quite, actually it was a mare, her body was quite stiff. And then all of a sudden, the horse became extremely violent, and I found her practically uncontrollable. At this point, the horse was twisting and turning and jumping from one side of the path to the other, and I had to be careful because on my left side was the river, and on the right side were thick shrubs and trees, and as well as a barbed wire fence. For no particular reason, I happened to look up ahead of me at about a 45-degree angle, noticing a low-flying cloud. And yet, it wasn't exactly a cloud, but if you hadn't looked at it and with intensity, you would just take for granted that it was part of the clouds in the sky, but it was much lower. I would say the cloud was probably 50, 60, maybe 70 feet across. And quite bellowy, but looking at it closer, it was artificial. It wasn't. It didn't look like a real cloud. Then, completely silent, while my horse was still quite active, I was trying to get off the horse, but he was moving and jumping around so quickly that I was trying to settle her down. An object appeared out of this cloud, completely silent. Now, the object moved from the cloud as if to observe what was below it, which I guess was me and my animal. It didn't completely come out of the cloud, but three-quarters of it did. Now, I only saw the underside of this vehicle, or glass, and it was of a plastic or fiberglass appearance, perhaps metal of some kind, of a bluish steel color. It could be silvery blue. It's about the best I could describe it. It wasn't completely round, but it was more oval, but not in the shape of an egg shape, but almost round, but not quite. The underside of it had an undercarriage. The outsides of it, turning round underneath of it, were rounded in appearance, which led to two circular, vent-like looking structures underneath it, which in turn led to a kind of a dome. But the dome wasn't, as if it was a half circle or a half of a ball cut off. It was more of a square nature, but yet rounded. These vents, or mushroom-looking type apparatus under this vehicle, were completely silent until later on. But one of them appeared to rotate one way, and then there was a casing between this one type of mushroom-looking apparatus, or I would say probably 2 feet of material, and then the other circular mushroom-looking apparatus going around the inner circle around this craft was rotating the other way, but completely silent. And you could actually see them rotating. You could actually see them rotating around. This vehicle, in between times when I was trying to control my horse, it seemed as if it might be giving off a high-frequency sound, which was really disturbing my horse's ears because the head was on my horse was really thrashing quite wildly. and I couldn't hear anything myself. This vehicle then started to go back into the cloud formation that it had been hiding in, but as it did so, it started to rise very slowly and veer off into the horizon to the southwest. It moved very slowly and didn't seem to be in any rush in getting away. This cloud formation still appeared there, but it was a turbulent-type movement very slowly, but it was moving and it was disintegrating as this craft left it. Some of the cloud still trailing with the vehicle as it moved away. As I'm telling this, it wasn't quite this smooth an operation for me because my horse was, as I say, acting very violently, and I was only catching glimpses at this this vehicle in between a horse turning around. But I'm quite definite in the statement that I'm giving, and this is exactly what I saw. Now, I'm going to give a little diagram along with this to Mr. Allen, and perhaps describe it a little better with a drawing. And,
well, thank you very much. You know, Dr. Evans here is studying this thing and read about this in 1952. Dr. Evans, did you come over here and ask any questions that you could think of, please?
Oh, yes, yes. I might say that as my horse was acting up and his vehicle was hovering above us, I got scratched up, which I still bear some of the scratch marks. They were superficial scratch marks.
And this is December, yes.
This is December now. And I normally heal quite quickly. As a matter of fact, I never thought of that subject now. But the scratch marks are still here on one of my arms. I had a jacket, a shirt that was torn. Now, as this vehicle started to veer away from me, I could hear a very faint, soft sound, and try to describe that on the tape here. It just went, just like that. Now, I believe, I can't be definite, but I believe the sound was coming from these mushroom-type vents which were rotating in opposite circles underneath the craft. Dr. Edwards, that's about what I've been explaining to you here.
Just a moment. I'm going to turn the gain up, if you wouldn't mind. And if you'd repeat that sound again, I'm not sure how well that records.
Yes.
You may get right close to the microphone here, well.
All right. Well, the sound appeared to go with something like that as the vehicle started to ascend very slowly. It went, very soft sound and didn't hurt my ears at all. There was no smell of gasoline or oil burning or anything as if a jet had passed overhead, and I'm sure that it wasn't any type of a vehicle that the military would be using in this area.
Thank you. I'd like to ask some questions here. This, you say, might be underside of a mushroom. Now, mushrooms sometimes have radial veins underneath them.
Just drawing a little diagram here.
Drawing an outer circle, the center.
This is the underneath part of the vehicle. Now, this was rounded like here, like so. Then this would be the underneath. Then you had this first vent coming in through here, all around, like so.
Yes.
And then there was a kind of a partition of material which separated that. And then you had another vent, and this one, I can't just remember which was which, but one was rotating one way, one was rotating the other.
See, there are two concentric circles, then.
Right.
They're separated by a stationary circle.
Right. Now, this unit also had divisions, something like so, over top of all of it, over top of the kind of a bracing effect in here.
Yes, almost like a protective cover on an icy clamp.
Right. And the underneath, looking at the underneath, it was shaped something like this. It had a slight curve in there. Now, this dome...
Now, that's the concave. It was concave facing downward.
Right, concave. Right,
yes.
That's the idea. With these rolling sides.
Yes.
Now, just in this area, in this particular area in here, I noticed that there was a bluish light. I didn't notice this at first, but as it started to ascend and go away from me, a bluish white light appeared all around the side that I could see of this vehicle.
It's very unfamiliar.
Right. Now, another thing that I was noticing on this, which I never thought about at the time, but I do remember afterwards, this dome was able to rotate, and this was quite large. I would say that this would be at least 10 to 15 feet in area, and it was able to rotate. And it wasn't. It had almost like it almost looked like an ornament from a Christmas tree, and it had spikes sticking out, as if they would be antennas of some kind coming out of this unit along the bottom, and they would rotate and stop, and perhaps rotate another way around to the left, and they would rotate around this.
Perhaps.
That's right.
What color was this dome?
The dome was almost a transparent color.
Just like glass.
Yes, or plastic or something. Once again, fiberglass. They all seemed to be the same color, except for these vents in here. They were very dark. They were very dark, and you could notice them. And once again, these beams stretched. They were the same color as the exterior portion of this.
And there were beams all around it.
Oh yes. And they were wider from the outside, getting thinner into the inside. So.
Did you at any point notice any yellowish light coming out from the rim of the object?
No. As a matter of fact, it was my thought that the steam or the cloud formation was emitting from this area just in here, coming out. Or perhaps right next to where these.
Now, if this was the bottom of the object, could you have a drawing of the top part?
Well, I could see one side, but I couldn't see the top. At any time. I could not see the top at any time. But it came up something quite steep. Just something like so. And that's about all I could see.
It was really like about a half of an egg.
Yes, that would be about it.
The concave bottom.
Yes, that's right. It would appear to me that this was, this dome underneath was some kind of an observation point, because it would rotate and then stop, and then perhaps rotate a little more and stop, and then it would almost make a full rotation around the other way again. With these needles, the antennas sticking out. There must have been, the antennas were of different lengths. I would say, perhaps from where I was looking at this unit. Now, I thought of these when it first came out of the cloud, not as it went away. I figured the overall area of the underneath of this craft would have been 40 feet across.
About
12 feet perhaps.
Yes, and how long would the antennas be?
Well, they were much shorter, of course. Maybe from where I was looking, it could have been 6 feet, but there may have been only 3 to 4 feet.
As long as that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was thinking in terms of a few inches.
No, they were sticking out.
Were they just the metallic length, or were they fiberglass in appearance?
I'll tell you what they looked like. They were a little darker color, once again, the antennas, than the dome itself, and they looked just like a car aerial.
Were they stationary or were they moving at all?
Yes, I couldn't tell.
They went sort of waving it.
No. The only thing I noticed was these concentric rings going in opposite directions very slowly. And I can't tell you if they picked up speed as this thing started to pull away, because as it was moving, it was kind of rocking slightly as it moved. Not much, but just gently as it started to pull away from me. But it moved very slowly.
Now, you dismounted by the engine was trying to hold your horse?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was into the shrub by this time, and I was scared my horse was going to either rupture its stomach by a branch going into its side, I don't know, my arm and so on. But I was able to get off my horse, and I was holding her by the reins, and I watched this vehicle gradually go off into the distance, and of course it was hidden then from.
Now, you didn't feel any effect. You didn't feel, you said you heard just the same sound, the throat looking. You didn't feel any change in him from up there with the effect?
I was worked up myself from trying to control the horse, and of course I was excited that I didn't feel any change in temperature. It was a beautiful evening out. It was warm to start with.
No precision?
No, nothing like that at all. Nothing like that.
Well, these rings, about how wide could you estimate that revolved? There were concentric rings here and there, revolved in opposite directions, this division between. About how wide would the revolving ring be, do you think?
Well, I thought that the division between the two rings would be about 2 feet. And I would say that the rings were probably 4 feet.
This is a very important fact. And the only blue light was at the red. Isn't that strange? That's not where it is.
Well, it could have been around the one side of it. If I didn't see the spot I was looking at, of course.
Isn't that strange? The retaining part is not the part that makes the point. It's quite strange.
There wouldn't be clouds from here, this side or that side. Well, the cloud, when it first came out, the cloud was to its left. And it came up to the west north side of the cloud. And it just seemed to hover there. And when I looked up, it was just starting to come out of this cloud, you see.
Well, if you can see the left hand end, it means that the whole thing came out of the cloud.
Well, no, I couldn't see the left-hand side.
Well, then, how do you know the light was on it? Was it on this end?
Well, I could see the light on this.
Going all around the end.
All around the side, but I could see. In other words, if I was looking at this microphone, I could see the shift. There was a light around. I could see the light around from here. I couldn't see the back.
This light, you say blue. You have a blue color on it. Is that blue?
It looked as if it was this color, but a little bluer. A metallic steel.
That's the structure. Now, the light on the outside, is it?
It was actually a bluish white. Bluish, very cold. Yes, something like that.
I heard one lady describe a diamond blue light, but the light reflected from a diamond. Have you ever seen the blue reflection?
I'll tell you what it looked like. It looked like the light from a welder's arc.
How about these mercury vapor steep lamps that we have? Even bluer than that?
No, it would be whiter than that.
Whiter than that.
Yeah. It was actually a very brilliant white, bluish red light. Almost, it's actually like a welder's arc light.
Now, you said this thing is almost semi-transparent or translucent. You couldn't see any fingers or any sign of motion inside.
I didn't have that much time to really concentrate on my... I would look up, and I'd grab my horse and try to see where I'm going, and I was excited about observing this. Well, actually, I didn't connect this with anything until the following day. Now, it would be an hour or so after all the excitement was over. My horse had scratched up quite badly, and she was very shaken up. So we stopped by the stream, and I let her graze for a little while, and then we decided to head back to our pasture. And there was an area I cut through, not far from where I had spotted this object up in the air. And once again, my horse started to stiffen up as if he smelled something, or was hearing something, or there was something around. And of course, this time, my imagination was starting to really go with me, and thinking, God, is there another one of these things around, you know? So, I rode near the area that my horse was becoming quite excited about once again, but not as excited as she was the first time, I saw a horse laying on its side, down on the ground. And we went over to it, and I got off my horse and had a look at this animal. It was quite dead, and it was singed all on one side. The hair was singed. It wasn't burnt off, but it was singed, and you could smell hair being burnt.
Which means it was done recently.
Oh, yes. The horse, as a matter of fact, there wasn't even rigor mortis in the horse as yet. It wasn't...
What did you feel? Was it warm at all in the body yet?
Well, it was a warm evening.
Yeah.
And, the horse, I just remember that the horse was singed and that the animal wasn't stiff from rigor mortis.
You didn't touch it?
Oh, I touched the horse's head and looked at one of its legs, and but the horse was quite dead. Eyes were open on the horse. And
there was no contortion as if it had died in terror or anything, was it?
Couldn't tell. The area that the horse was laying in was almost surrounded by solid brush except for the path that we ride through. And the horse was just a little ways off this path.
Was your own horse in any way hurt by the encounter?
Not except for her ears. I would say a few days, at least 2 days after, she was very head shy. I couldn't go near her ears. When I put bridle or holler on her, she would pull away, and as if her ears were really hurting, or that area around her ears were quite sensitive.
Did you look inside her ears?
No. They were quite fuzzy with hair.
A hunter in South America was with his dog, and a thing like this passed overhead. The dog started to moan, and the man looked inside the dog's ears, and they were both bleeding.
No, there was no blood from my horse.
Well, tell us about the disappearance of the dead horse.
Well, I had a look at the horse, and I thought it was kind of strange, but I never really associated it with this vehicle, or saucer, or whatever you might call it, that I had seen an hour earlier. By this time, it was we were quite deep in twilight. It wasn't completely dark, but it was getting dark. Beautiful sunset that evening. And I hopped on my horse again and rode away from the area, heading back to my pasture. And got to the pasture, and there's a family lives on the area where I keep my horse. I don't own the property myself. And I asked this young chap named Peter. I said, Pete, I saw a horse down there tonight in the area where I've been riding. And he'd been down in this area riding with me a few times earlier in the year. And I said, we should go down and have a look at it sometime. And I said, I'm going to be out riding again tomorrow. Why don't you come down with me in the year? And I said, we should go down and have a look at it sometime. And I said, I'm going to be out riding again tomorrow. Why don't you come down with me? And he said he would. So the next evening, we went down, and down into the area where the horse had been, and we both saw where the imprint on the ground where an object or an animal had been laying, but the horse was gone. And this area is inaccessible to cars or large trucks. You might get in there with a jeep, but there was no shrubbery broken down. Car or a vehicle might have gone through to pull the animal out.
Was it a bridle path or a road?
Or just a bridle path.
And do you think if there had been a truck to take the horse's body away, there would have left tire marks?
Well, we may not have been able to see tire marks, but certainly twigs and shrubbery would have been knocked away. But there was nothing like that.
Very interesting.
Nothing like that at all. Now, I had never mentioned to this chap, for obvious reasons, in town here, and I didn't want to tell anybody the story about this object, and I never mentioned it to this chap, Peter. All I said was that there was a horse down there dead, and I thought we'd go down and have a look at it and see what he thought about it. That's all I had mentioned to him. But we went down, and the horse was gone, and that was the last we had talked over.
Going back to your horse's ears, if it were a very high-frequency pitch, would it cause bleeding normally, do you think?
A horse has very sensitive ears. Of course, a horse's special senses are much powerful than humans. I can't answer that question thoroughly because I could hear nothing myself, although I know that there must have been some sound being emitted from this vehicle to irritate my horse because she acted up so violently.
Yes.
If there had been no sound, I don't think that she would have been disturbed at all because the object, the craft, or the saucer, whatever it was that was up there, certainly didn't do anything else to alarm us. Had my horse not been excited, I could have stood there and watched this thing for perhaps a good 10 minutes.
Well, thank you very, very much. And I would like, if you would make this diagram, because especially this detail of the rotating parts and the turret and the antenna and so on, and the blue light, if you, just as done here, if you could show both views, if you look straight up at it, and then as it would see it when you saw it in the more or less profile, the side you could see and the light. If you would have the time to do this, I'd be most grateful to you.
Right, I will do that, Mr. Allen.
If there's any chance of finding out who took the horse away, it might be interesting.
I tell you, I'll check down in the area on the property where the people that own it are and see if they knew anything about it, but I'm quite sure that they wouldn't.
And whose horse it was?
Yes,
Mr. Allen. Well, you can hear any rumors of a horse.
Mind you, there are a lot of wild horses on the Sarcee Reserve there, Indian horses, and their herds have been running loose in there, so this could have possibly been. It's awfully strange because normally in this area you wouldn't find horses out there by themselves. And there are certainly no traces of other horses like manure around where the horses were been.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you very much.